Okay, good morning.
Parshas Bechukosai begins very famously with the Ribbono Shel'Olam saying, if you keep my Torah, then Nasati Gishmechem Beita, the rains will happen in its right time, and the produce will produce. And of course, Bechukosai is also famous for the fact that on the other side of the coin, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, so the Torah goes through all these horrible curses that are going to happen to the Jewish people. However, before we get to the brachos and klalos in general, so there's a world-famous comment of Chazal on the very first pasuk, Im b'chukosai teilechu, so Rashi quotes, Yachol zeh kima mitzos, you might think this is referring to the kima of the mitzos, kishu omer ves mitzos hai tishmeru, harei kima mitzos omer, that's the next phrase, ves mitzos hai tishmeru. So what's b'chukosai teilechu? Ha'amani mikai b'chukosai teilechu, shetiyu amelim batorah. That you should work hard, amel, is milashna amelus, that you should work hard in Torah. So the obvious question here that many of the Mefarshim deal with, im b'chukosai teilechu, if you shall walk in my statutes, where in the world is there a reference to the study of Torah? Shetiyu amelim batorah. That you should work hard in Torah. Where does it say that? B'chukosai teilechu, I mean, if you walk in my statutes, what in the world is going on over there? So, the Ksav HaKabbalah speaks about this topic, and he begins as follows. The Mechilta Derashbi, that's what he calls the Zohar. That's the Zohar. We only have a few weeks left of the Ksav HaKabbalah. We've got to soak it up. The Mechilta Derashbi Isa, and then we have to, of course, have the yearly perennial decision of what we're going to learn next year. Oh, we have to figure it out. All right.
Well, Esther of Tversky.
Just Esther of Tversky, okay. We have a different, this is... B'liyai and Hara, we're concluding year number 15 of this parasha shir. B'liyai and Hara, year number 15, unbelievable, and we're still standing. We're still standing. Most shirim they start, they you know, okay, Baruch Hashem. So it says in Zohar, B'chukosai, da Torah sheba al peh. So he says B'chukosai, he's going to explain in a second, is a reference to Torah sheba al peh. That's what the Zohar says. Mishpatai tishmeru, da Torah shebichsav. So, Mishpatai, which is not in this pasuk, it says Mitzvosai, but Mishpatai, Tishmeru, I don't know why he says Mishpatai. There are other pasukim. Mishpatai, Tishmeru, Da Torah Shebichsav. So he says that the division is Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Maybe it's a misprint. I don't know what it is. Uvesifri Parashat Re'eh, Ela Chukim, Ela HaMidrashos. Chok, another pasuk, Ela HaChukim, is referring to Medrash, which is one aspect of Torah Shebaal Peh. V'chein Isa B'kiddushin of Medrash Tanchuma, in the beginning of Parashat Shoftim. Magid Devar of Liakov, Chukav u'mishpatav liYisrael, chukav elo midrashos, u'midrashos haynu atorah shebaal peh, sheheim midrashei mikraos. U'shemosa kasav Rashi, medrash hu kigon, good morning, medrash hu kigon mechilta, sifra sifrei, u'v'sifra b'chukosa elach kosh, shetzer ha'smosha b'ay sinai, chukim elo midrashos. Malamid, Shenitna Torah Hilchosev Tukabashai the emotion we seen it. Lahavin Das Rabbi Sain Lafarshin Chukim al Torah Shebaal Peh. So he wants to know, it's interesting. Chukim, now we usually understand chukim to mean a chok is a mitzvah that doesn't have a reason, or it doesn't have a reason that we understand. That's the way we usually understand it. The Ksav HaKabbalah, quoting these different chazals, the Zohar and other places, says he has chok is specifically a reference to Torah Shebaal Peh. So the question is, where do you see in the word chok Torah Shebaal Peh? What's the connection? What is the word chok? How do you know chok means Torah Shebaal Peh? So he discusses that the word chok actually has a connotation of that which is internal, that which is inside. Like, for instance, you have the word chakika. Lachkok means to engrave, which means you chisel down into something. You're working to get deep inside something. So he's going to express the idea that the Torah Shebichsav, that's the external, outside, simple, apparent meaning of Torah. But Torah Shebaal Peh, that's the way he's going to understand it. The Torah Shebaal Peh is the drive to forge deep, to try to search and analyze and clarify and yearn to really understand what's going on deeper inside Torah. And that's really what Torah study is all about. It's not just about accepting stuff at face value. That's not what Torah... Yeah, there is a pshat. There is pshat in Torah. There is a simple pshat in Chumash. But he says that the real essence of Torah is to not just accept things at face value. It's to try to work, to strive, to sweat, to... Exactly. From the word chakira, exactly. Exactly. To try to drive, to work, to understand things on a deep level. Because Torah is really trying to communicate to us a message that's much, much deeper than that which appears on the outside of it in Torah Shebichsav. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided the Torah into Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Because every person understands it differently and can go deeper and has a different ability to strive and to get closer. That's where it's unlimited. You never all the way get there in life, in Yiddishkeit. There's no such thing as like, I made it, I finished, I'm done. No, Torah is constructed in a way that you can always delve deeper, you can always gain a new insight, you can always find a new... It's vast. It's unending. It's unending. And that's the way it's supposed to be, because you have a whole lifetime to constantly grow and develop. So he says this word chok, this word chakika, comes from the ability to chisel, kind of like in a coal mine. You dig and you dig and you dig, and you keep going, you keep going, keep going. You can keep going. You're not going to, right? The Torah says it's compared to the ocean, right? What are you going to? You're going to drink up the whole ocean. You're going to put a pump there and pump all the water out of the ocean. You could stay there for a long time. You could stay there your whole life. You keep pumping and pumping and pumping and
start
pumping.
Start listening now. You're not going to get through all your Torah.
Exactly. How many shirim you have there? They're coming close to a million on there. 400,000, 500,000. Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Oh, so let's see. So let's see what he says. Lav and das rabbeinu lefarish lashon chukim al Torah Shebaal Peh. Nearly, ki Torah Moshe Aksuva, the written Torah, he nigles v'nisteres. It is both revealed and it also is hidden. Nigles he kfi kavanos ha'pshuta. So the revealed Torah is the simple explanation. Who are the Pashtanim? The Pashtanim are, I don't know, the Rashbam. There's certain commentaries on Torah that focus on Pshat. We just want to know Pshat. We don't want to know, go delve deeply into it and to find out the hidden mysterious thoughts. The Pashtanim, that's one aspect of Torah. Omnam, however, Nisterasi mi lahavanosa. Chutz mi kavanasa harishona hapshuta, gam kavanasa apnimus. However, there is a hidden nisterasi mi lahavinosa. There is hidden in terms of understanding. Chutz mi kavanasa harishona hapshuta. Aside from the simple original understanding, gam kavanasa apnimus. And the Ksav HaKabbalah is favoring one over the other. Like I like to say, why DRS spends 2 hours a day learning Gemara, but 40 minutes a day learning Chumash and Navi. Comes out of this Ksav HaKabbalah. Why? He explains. Listen to what he says. Shehi be'emes hakavano ha'amitis l'fi ha'mechuvan mi nosein ha'Torah yisparach. He's choosing sides here. The Ksav HaKabbalah is saying that if you want to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's real intention giving of the Torah was, it wasn't just to be limited to the external pshat. The external pshat. No. Ladas hachachma ha'elyona yisparach. The point of Torah is not just to understand it on its external level. The point of Torah is to work and to sweat and to analyze and to try and to delve and to dig deep. To try to understand the depths of understanding and of connection to Hashem on a deep level, on a much deeper level. That's the kavano ha'amitis l'fi ha'mechuvim minos na'tor yisparach. L'das ha'chochmo ha'elyona yisparach. To try to work hard to understand God's mysterious, deep,
ideas. Who is the Ribbono Shel? What is he really about? You can't get that just from reading Torah on a dry, superficial pshat level, says the Ksav HaKabbalah. You can't get to the depths of understanding of who God is and what God's real profound ideas of Torah are just by studying it on an external level. Now, I don't know if he's going on a little bit of polemic here and trying to attack the biblical critics a little bit. But we know that Ksav HaKabbalah, he lived in a time where there was a lot of like, you know, Dr. Kunin, people studied Dikduk, and he also, he studied Dikduk too. But he seems to be going out of his way to try to deter you from having this just superficial pshat level and think that that's all that the Torah has to tell you. Ulahodienu in Yanim Yikarim, the goal of Tosus, the goal of Torah is Lahodienu in Yanim Yikarim, to teach us in Yanim Yikarim. Umadaos nichbados. Yakar means precious. Umadaos nichbados. And ideas that are nichbad, that are heavy, honorable. El yonos ma'od. Very, very high and lofty. Hanimtsaos bekavanos ha-Torah. That can be found in the intentions of Torah. Vehu ha-Torah sheba'al peh. You know, I just thought of this as I'm saying it now, but it seems very clear to me that he's coming to dispel. It would seem clear to me that he's coming to argue on a prevailing. He's going on and on about this, and he's going to continue. It sounds like he's trying to dispel existing philosophies and thoughts that were the zeitgeist of his time. Let's see. V'hu atosh ba'al peh, shu perish b'yar Torah m'sasal al amitus omek in yaneim. What's tosh ba'al peh? An explanation. Perish u'biyor ha-Torah u'mitzoseh al amitus omek in yaneim. V'liyos. And he says, since shetachlis ha-Torah sh'ba'al peh hu hi ha-bakasha v'ha-chipus. Bakasha is a desire. Chipus, search. Jerisha, yearning. Chakira, analysis. Lahavin omek mishpat mitzvah haTorah al buryam, to really understand the depths of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to get from us in his Torah. Shapir nucha likros haTorah shebal peh bechlala b'shem chukim. Therefore, he says, that's why Chazal on im b'chukosai teilechu, they said that chok is a reference to Torah shebal peh. Why? What does the word chok have to do? Well, what is the etymology and the root of the word chok bechlal? Kishorish chik, because the shorish ches yud kuf, yishamish gamken al tochius hadavar, can also be a reference to the tochius hadavar. Omko vehestero. I didn't even have time last time. I was so exhausted. I didn't have from this whole 2 day mishigikai. I didn't have time. I couldn't even erase the Yiddish. So now you get a little treat. If for those of you who know Yiddish, das ingere, die tiefe, das heimliche. I don't even know what those words mean, but some of us maybe, or a little older than me, might know. Kamo, kalu kilhi, and of course he quotes Psukim to support his position. Kamo, kalu kilio sai bechiki, klomar, toch haguf, my chik is my innards. Vichain kaas bechik ksilim, yanuach. Anger, quoting another pasuk from Malachim Aleph. Oh, no, that's a different place. Kaas b'cheik ksilim yanuach. Ratzel omar b'socham b'kirbam. Kaas, anger, b'cheik ksilim yanuach. Anger dwells in the insides of fools. B'cheik ksilim yanuach. So cheik, he says, means the insides. You could find anger in the fools. He says, only fools get angry. My father never got angry. Never, ever got angry. One time in my life I saw he got angry was because a kid tried to burn down a bunk in camp with kids still inside it. That's what it took my father to get angry, but you know, rarely. It wasn't you. Kaas b'cheik sin v'nuach. Ratza lomar b'socham b'kirbam. B'chein el cheik harechev, malach malach. The Targumo legav resicha, inside it. Okay. Bechek Yutal Hagoral. Shochad Bechek. Shehukinoi. Leha Hester Vaha Hatsnea. That which is hidden, that which is private. Heimlich. From the word Heimish. Bechain Yore Shoresh Chakak Al Hadrisha Vaha Chakira. And similarly, the shorish of the word chakak refers to drisha, searching in an intellectual way, v'hachakira, an analysis. Kimo gedolim chikike lev, pasuk in shoftim, gedolim chikike lev. You see, he's pointing out that the word chok is often in Tanakh associated with the lev. Now, this is also stam of interesting thing. Let me see if any of you have heard or studied this topic. You know, it's interesting. The lave is often associated with that place that people think from, even though current science is of the opinion that you don't do any thinking from your heart. You actually do thinking in your mind. That's the way science says it. But in Torah, you find a lot of times heart. Your heart is associated with learning. So he says over here also, chikike lev, he's translating as the thoughts of the heart. So again, when it says heart, I don't think it doesn't always mean the physical heart. The Torah also knew that the heart is what pumps blood. And actually the heart is also very often associated with emotions. Blood, you know, your blood is that which, you know, gets you going. We'll see, he's going to talk about that maybe if we get to it or not. But more your passions and your taivas, your emotions and passions are associated with the heart also in Chazal. But Chazal also have a lot of times that the heart is associated with that which a person thinks. Machshavos libo. Machshavos libo l'dor v'dor. Rabos machshavos b'lev ish. So what do you mean the machshavos are in the lev? The machshavos are in the head. So again, probably there's no deep, dark, mysterious answer to this. You know, that it's probably just the lev. Just
emotion causes you to make a decision.
Okay, good. Yeah, okay. The emotions are you. Adrenaline. So anyway, but he's talking about here machshavas. He's talking about, so he says, quotes a pasuk, gedolim chikike lev, shehalev choresh v'chokek lahagi al tachlis hamechkar, dome L'shoresh be'er sheyora al chalal ha'asui bekarka al yedei chafiris v'chakikas ha'afar mitocha kimo toridem le'be'er shachas v'yora gam al ha'perush v'ha'biur hanasa. Wow, I never knew this. I probably did know it at some point. Hanasa yedei chafiris v'chakikas ha'afar midavar v'hotseso al ha'hizboninus kimo be'er asator. Wow, this pshat. By how excited I am, you can know how much time I put into this last night. after what I've been doing the last 2 days, wasn't a lot of time to prepare, honestly. But I'm too honest, unfortunately. The great rule of the Magid Yeshir is you can't give away all your secrets. But he says so. Literally, says so beautifully. Just like chok is milashon chakak. Again, what's he explaining? Im bechukosai teleches etiu amelim batorah. What's the connection with chok and amelis? So he says chok comes from the language of to chisel, to dig deep, like lachakok, right? Chakika is to chisel. So he says the ikar point of Torah is not just to understand it on a superficial level. You have to dig, you have to chisel, you have to work, you have to. Amelim batorah comes from the word, that's why chukosai is in some ways. He says also, be'er. Why is the Torah? Be'er, leva'er as a Torah means to explain. What's the connection between leva'er and a be'er? A be'er is you dig deep into the ground. So that's the pshat why Torah is called leva'er, be'er, hold Moshe, be'er as a Torah azos. Because you have to, a be'er, right? You have to go to, you know, we've read the stories in Torah all the time about a be'er, you read the stories, but you got to go to Ne'ot Kidumim in Israel. You know the place in Israel, Ne'ot Kidumim?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the place where they try to take a lot of what happens in Torah and make it come alive. You could actually see it. You have to see a be'er. You want to see what a be'er looks like? I mean, or a boar. Actually, it's more like a boar. A boar and a be'er are two different things. A boar, you always get confused, read Chumash. A be'er was a source of water, but a boar There was a deep. So they have over there a classic bore, like you would see from the times. They used to keep water, right? Deep down inside. Right, a bear is a natural water spring. A bore is not a bore is just an empty pit. It's just a very, very deep empty pit. And they would just use it to store water. Was in a bore. A bear was a natural source of water. Or a bore is, they just would store. They would pour water into the bore and store it there. You had a lot of water. When it would rain, the bore would fill up from the rain. It wasn't a natural water spring. So he says, bore and be'er both come from the same word. And leva'er means to explain. To he says, why? Because a bore is, you chisel down into the earth, you go down in there to get to the guts of it. That's the way you're supposed to learn Torah, to chisel down and get to the gut, leva'er, hol Moshe, be'er es haTorah hazos. That's the way we're supposed to look at Torah, that it's, you dig deeper and deeper, it's a lifetime, it's an ocean, it's, you can never pump all the water out of the ocean, you never, it's rechava mineyam, it's like the rakia, it's doma, it's like the endless heavens, it's endless. But sometimes people get overwhelmed by that. Oh my gosh, I'm never going to understand everything. But no, but the goal is every person, that's why the gevaldic aspect of Torah is, you're never going to end. That's why the Gemara says that Torah is compared to a dad, to the breast, to the nipples of a woman. Torah is compared to that because every time you suck it, you get more and you get more. It's always, there's always a little bit left for the baby. There's always a little bit left to suck from the mother. There's always, and it's called pam shata motzitz bata motzitz batam, the Gemara says. Every time the baby, he's always more. There's always more to get to. There's always more. That's why it's called imbechukosai telechu chlachakok shetu amelim batorah. Rashi says, "Va'mechuvenin came b'milas bechukosai hachakira v'hadrisha lamod al umek kavanas mitzvosai." Ukvar yomru. This is what you said, Gavi. Ukvar yomru min amafroshim sheshem torah hulashin chakira v'iyun. Oh, hold on. No, this is not what you said. Sorry. I didn't feel good about yourself, but you got to get for 1 second. Ukvar Yomer, he says, what about the word Torah? Even the word Torah itself comes from the language of Lasur. Lasur. Torah itself comes from the word to spy. Latur means a spy. What does a spy do? He looks, he analyzes, he thinks, he figures out. He's always thinking. Torah is the relation Lasur. I know I've said this story over in this context before, but my wife and I were not very big travelers. You know, I didn't grow up in a house. My father, we never went anywhere. Never took vacations. My father had two full time jobs. He was a principal all year long. He was a camp director all summer long. Our vacation was camp. We used to go to camp every summer. We never went on vacations ever. My wife's family, on the other hand, always goes on vacations. They're big and not expensive vacations. They pack up the car. They drive out somewhere, you know, 3 hours away, and they, you know, pack out. You know, they just, you know, that's, they're always doing that. Anyway, so we don't. My wife and I don't ever go on vacations too often. On for 25th anniversary, we said, you know, Higi Hazman, we got to do what the world does. So 25 years. So we went. We arranged the whole thing. I arranged a Shtickl scholar in residence. It wasn't stop. So how am I getting there? You know. So we went to the Canadian Rockies. Canadian Rockies is a beautiful place. If anyone has been there. So anyway. So I remember you meet all these, you know, these tourists from all over the world. This is like one of the most beautiful places in the world. So you meet tourists from all over the world. So you see, like, everyone, every place you go, there's another site, there's another beautiful view, another beautiful thing, a beautiful lake with mountains and snow. It's gorgeous. Mamish gorgeous. And you see all these people from all over the world that come. You know, I'm not sure my wife was happy to hear this or not. But I, after a week of being three or four days being in the Canadian Rockies, I said to my wife, he said, you know, if you learn Torah, if you, a person who learns Torah seriously, you get to go on vacations like interesting destinations and interesting. Oh, you get to go all the time. You might wish you'd go to Bava Kama one year, you go to Bava Metzia another year, you go to Gittin another year. It's Mamashi, I'm learning now Dafyomi, you go to Chulin, you go to Menachos. It's like, it's such a new experience. It's like a whole brand new vista is open up to you, a whole brand new place. I said, you know, Nebuchadnezzar, again, I was talking about all the, you could see all the nationalities of the whole world. You could tell. I'm going to go to this place. I'm going to go to Spain. I want to go to Uruguay. I want to go to Croatia. Where's the next Pesach program opening up? I want to go to Vienna. I want to go to Austin. You know, I said, I'm Amish. I couldn't care less about going to the gondolas in Venice. When you have Torah, if that's it, that's the most exciting vacation. It's like you're going to explore a whole new vista. That's what he says. That's what it is over here. Torah is called Lasur, he says. He's a spy, like the spies. I want to go spy out this land, see what this is like. You got to go spy out this place and spy out that place. But I really feel like that. Like every Masechta is like a whole new experience. It's a whole new. That's what he's saying. Torah. The word Torah is Milashon Latur. To spy, to go analyze. You have a new vista, a new idea to conquer. So I told my wife, the Canadian Rockies were nice. Don't get me wrong, it was nice. I wasn't trying to say anything against the Canadian Rockies. It was beautiful. I enjoyed it. I'm not going to say I didn't enjoy it, but my Rebbe Masecha. Well, next year is 30. She already started with me on 30. I said, okay, maybe we'll go to Bava Metzia for 30. Okay, okay. So he says. So we have three words. That's the sort of the Shia today. Chok in bechukosa telechu, be'er levaer, and Torah latur. All three of them speak to the deep drive, and that we're not supposed to just accept things at face value. Mm-hmm. This was the challenge. This was to search, and he's going to say in a second, because the whole goal is this Karvas Hashem. The whole goal is Karvas Hashem. And Torah is just a reflection of who the Ribbono Shlom is. Oraisa v'kud shebrichu v'yisrael chadhu. Klal Yisrael is a reflection of the Ribbono Shlom. Torah is a reflection of the Ribbono Shlom. The Ribbono Shlom is endless. He's vast. He's infinity. There's no end. So by definition, Torah has to be that way. By definition, Torah has to be vast, unending, deep, you could always find a new idea, always go to a new location. You're never going to run out of destinations in Torah. There's no such thing. Rechava Minyan, that's why Torah is compared to the ocean, the Yam HaTalmud. The ocean. Why is Torah compared to the ocean? It's unending. I heard from Rabbi Mansour that Marshall, right? You're going to try to pump all the water out of the ocean. You'll be there a long time. Bring all the fire trucks you want. Bring 100 trucks. Keep pumping. You're not going to make a dent. You're not going to make a dent in it. It's endless. There's always a new idea, always a new thought. And our whole lives, we're supposed to be growing in Torah, getting closer to Hashem, learning Torah on a deeper level, learning Torah more and more and more, be'er, digging deeper, chiseling, deep, more and more, spying, finding a new location, a new destination, a new idea. So he says, V'hu chelek ha'iyun sheba, nitzrach ha'kib ha'iyun, uv'davar zeh hevinu gam rabbeinu, lo'uk mahach. And that's pshat in our pasuk also in Chazal. Im b'chukosai te'lechu, that's what tipped off Chazal. That was his whole kasha. What chok to the chetil amelam batar? What does that do? That's what tipped off Chazal. The word chok. That's what tipped him off. Says, im bechukosai telechu al Talmud Torah. Ki amru b'sifrei im bechukosai telechu melamed. Melamed, it says in Sifrei, in the Medrash. The Sifrei is the Medrash halacha on Bamidbar and Dvarim. In Bechukosai Telechu, Melamed, Shahamako Misave, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a taiva, whatever that means. Shahamako Misave, he desired, Sheyu Yisrael Amelim Batorah. The Ribbono Shel desired that we be the people of the book. That our Iker vacations should be vacations in Torah. Ratzaloma, Lamod al Omek Kavanas Mitzvos HaTorah. To try to figure out what is the Omek Kavanas Mitzvah HaTorah, V'achochma HaKemusa Bahem, and the wisdom that is hidden away, that's stored up in the Mitzvah HaTorah. Shehu Torah Gadol V'davar Kasha HaSaga. It's very hard to do. It's very complex. It's not easy to understand these things. Uvetalmud Torah bedavar zeh nikra ha'adam tamid hoylech, and that's why he says im bechukosai teleichu. What's the halicha? What's the art? Mamish, like I'm talking about vacation. It's mamish, halicha. You gotta go. You're a spy, latour. You gotta walk. You gotta go. You gotta find out. See what it's about. You gotta go. You always gotta be walking. You always gotta be moving. I heard once, Rav Hutna says this, Bra kara da'avua. The son is the leg of the father. Why is the son called the leg of the father? Because even after the father is gone, if the son keeps on walking, keeps on doing, keeps on going, keeps on growing, so the father is moving also. We think once the father's gone, so in that world you can't grow anymore. What do we say? We want to say when a son does something, it should be an aliyas neshama. What do you mean an aliyas neshama? When you learn, if you learn le'ili nishmas your father, who's no longer here, so he's still moving. Usually, he's like a malach, who's an omeid, right? We say a person is a mahalich, but a malach is an omeid. He can't. Why is he omeid? He can't grow. A malach can't grow. He just does the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't grow. Only a human is zaycha to grow. But you think once you're dead, you can't grow anymore. Bra kara davua, says the Gemara. Bra kara davua means, no, the son is like the leg of the father. What do you mean he's the leg? It means if the son keeps doing mitzvahs, leinishmas the father, the father's still moving. He's still growing. He's still having an aliyas neshama because the kid is doing mitzvahs, leinishmaso. The kid is learning Torah, leinishmaso. It's bra kara davua. The son is the leg of the father. He causes him to keep going. Oh. That's what he says. So when a person makes Torah study an important part of his life, he's always moving. He's always going. He's always vacationing. He's always got somewhere to go. You always got something deeper to understand, something more to know. That's why it says, when you're talking about amilas b'Torah, it's got to be a halicha. Because it's not easy to get there. It's not like you can stay in one place or take one step and, oh, I'm there. No, it's not the way Torah works. It takes a lot of work. Even after you've discovered a little bit in Torah, Yishar lanu yoser v'yoser. There's more and more and more. There's a new vacation to go. If you learn Bava Metzia, now it's time for Bava Basra. Then if you learn Tosfos, now it's time for the Rashba. And then now you have the Torah and Shulchan Aruch. Then you have the Acharonim. Then you have the mysticals. There's everything always to do. You're never done. V'lo tifsok tnuas ha-hishtadlus v'ha-halichas ha-sagaba. And the movement of the hishtadlus and the halicha is never done. V'hi ha-Torah sheba'al peh b'chlola. And that's why it's talking about Torah sheba'al peh. Torah Shebichsav, you can get to the end of it. You can figure out the simple pshat and all of Torah. Torah Shebaal Peh, you're never going to get there. You can never get to the whole thing. V'istakel ha-loshen shomer ha-mesein shamakom, we'll just finish with this. V'istakel ha-loshen shomer ha-mesein shamakom mis'aveh. Interesting, yeah, right, we stopped on that loshen also, right? We stopped on that. What was that loshen? It said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mis'ave sheyu Yisrael ha-melem b'toi. You see that he quoted a sifrei before, like 3-4 lines ago. Yeah. It says sifrei, im b'chukosai t'aleichem malamed, shamakom mis'ave sheyu Yisrael ha-melem b'toi. Hashem has a taiva. Hashem has a desire that we should be ha-melem b'toi. So he says, what's this language of taiva? V'istaka Allah Shem Rav Seinu, shamakom mis'ave v'chulu. Ki lo ratzu l'farish milas im. Oh, this is the last thing we're going to do. Beautiful. Oh. Mamashi, he has a whole world on Bichukosai. Then he had a whole world on Telechu. And now there's one phrase missing. What's the im? Now, simple pshat and im, Bichukosai Telechu, simple pshat and im means, if you do it, so then life's going to be good for you. Which has its own whole slate of problems. Initially, I think about all the time, what about Schar Mitzvah and Baha'i Al-Malekah? That's the famous kasha. What do you mean? The reward's not in this world, the reward's going to be in the next world. So why is the Torah here saying, if you follow the commandments, life's going to be good, and the crops are going to grow, and there's going to be no war, no famine, no plague. What about the Gemara and Kedushin, Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Amalek? It's against the Pasuk and Chumash. And it's against Pesukim and Kriyashma. Right? V'hoyim Shemoy Tishmo Mitzah, Shanoch Mitzah Yisrael, V'nasati Mitar Yitzchem 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 Yoram Malkosh, V'yosafti the Gonecha, V'yosarosh Kavit. It's against the Gemara. Okay, that's not the topic of this year. It's a good thing. So most people understand Im to mean, if you keep the commandments, then I'll be good to you. That's what most people understand. He's going to say, that's not what the word im means here. It's not what the word im means. Oh, look what he says. V'hi ator, oh, v'istakel ha'loshen ha'rosein shamakom mis'aveh. Ki lo ratzu lefarish milas im le'inyan atnai. Chazal did not want to explain im in the classic understanding of im, which means if, tanai. If you do this, then I'll do this. No. Kimo, by the way, this parenthetically would answer that other kasha also. It's not saying, if you keep the mitzvahs, then I'm going to do that. That's not what it's saying. Rather, im lina tanai. Kimo, im yavru b'nei ruvein unisate. Right? That's the classic place. The whole dinim of tanai kavul mesas kedushin learned out from tanai b'nei gadim b'nei ruvein. What are they? Right? They wanted to stay. Right, the first anti-Zionists, right? The first anti-Zionists, B'nai Gad, B'nai Ruvain, Chatzi Shevet Menashe. No, we don't want to go into Israel. We like Eivor HaYarden. We like the fertile lands of Gullus. Come on. So that's where Im classically means, if you go to Eretz Yisrael, if you go and fight, then I'll let you have your chelik over here. But if you don't go and fight, then you're going to get the same chelik as everybody else, which itself is strange. If you won't fight, you get the same. Okay, whatever. Not the time. De'im kein yatir lanu l'aleches b'chukim v'lishmar ha-mitzvos k'dei l'kabel aschar. De'im kein yatir lanu l'aleches b'chukim v'lishmar ha-mitzvos k'dei l'kabel aschar. He says, if you understand the im in the classic sense, what's it saying? Hey! You know why you should do the mitzvahs? Because life's going to be really good for you. Because you're going to have a lot of gashmias. You know why you should do this? Because Hashem's going to give you a lot of stakes. A lot of gashmias. No, but there's a mission picker who says that you're not supposed to serve Hashem amanas to kabel pras. You know, it's not true. Hashem's world, how can you say the Torah saying, oh, you know why you should keep the mitzvos? Because life's going to be good for you, because I'm going to give you a candy. If you read me a pasuk chumash, I'm going to give you a candy. No, that's not the way Judaism is supposed to work. Ela nidreshes la'atzma u'lishlemus ha'musag b'emtza'usa. No. You know why you're supposed to be a good Jew and listen to the mitzvahs and learn Torah? Because it's good for you in your world of ruchnius. Because of Olam Haba, because of connecting to the master of the universe. That's the greatest schar in the world. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. The reward for the mitzvah is the ability to be on a deeper spiritual level, to be able to do another mitzvah. Mitzvah goreris mitzvah, the schar of mitzvah is living a spiritually elevated and lofty life. That's the schar mitzvah. So he says, El Nidreshes La'atzma. The reason we should keep the mitzvah is because it's good per itself. It's to become a refined spiritual person who walks with God. That itself is the reward. And therefore the Medrash says that the word im doesn't mean, if you do this, I will do that for you. No. Im is from the language of a taiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires, He desires closeness with you. Im is milashin halavai. Im b'chukosai tishim teilechu. Halavai, you should walk in my statutes. Halavai, you should consider that the greatest vacation in the world is a vacation to Bava Kama, Bava Messiah, Bava Basra. Halavai, you should consider that to be the whole goal of your existence. Look what he says. Ulazeh Biro, the Medrash explains, Milas Im, Meinyan HaTikva VaHaBakasha. No idea. Kimo, Im Tiktol Eloka Rasha. Shapirish Halvai. Vechen Yisrael Im Tishmali, Apostle Tehillim. Vechen Im Yeshchana Matzliach Darki. Im Yeshchana Matzliach Darki. It doesn't mean if you, right, in the tefillah of the, I mean, that's where we know it from. I think it's a pasuk. It's a pa. Who said it? Mi amar al mi. I don't know any Tanakh. Im yesh chana matzliach darki. Where's that from?
Where is that?
I know it's the Musaf. It's the Hineni. That I know. Hineni I know. Pasuk in Chumash I don't know, but Hineni I know. Hineni, I've done a lot of Hineni. What?
More than 40 minutes.
Good gizak. That's chata. I am Yaskir Ayo. I'm just blaming on my education.
which I'm continuing to propagate with the kids. Yeah, yeah. So I didn't even have 40 minutes a day, but okay. So he says, "Im yesh nana." Someone's no. Hold on. Didn't that, is that Eliezer said that? He said, "Im yesh chana matzlech." I don't know who said this. Okay. We have to find out where it is. Barry, you'll do the homework. "Im yesh chana matzlech darki." Anyway, im. He's not saying the Baal Musaf. The Baal Musaf, when he says, at least from the Baal Musaf, he's not saying, "Hashem, if you give success to my prayers, then what?" He doesn't say anything. No. "Im yesh chana matzliach darki" means, please, halavai. Halavai, you should be matzliach darki.
Is it Yaakov?
I don't know. "V'chein kan." "Im b'chukosai telechu" means, not if. It means halavai. "Shehu yisparach mishtokek kiviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu," his desires. "U'misav elahash l'maseh yodav." He's begging us, become spiritual people, become people whose ikar growth and goals in life is to understand Torah, to understand Yiddishkeit, to understand our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. "Hine limud haTorah v'kiyum mitzvosav nidrashim la'atzmam mitzad hashlemus hanimtza bav." It's not to get the bumper crops. It's desired for ourselves, mitzad hashlemus hanimtza bav. "V'haschar v'habracha ba me'elav." The schar happens by itself. Not that that's the goal. Not that that's the... Actually, doesn't answer the kasha. "Schar v'esbahai amam." But it answers another kasha. He's answered, what do you mean? It sounds from the Torah that was supposed to be almanas, the kavasas. If you do this, then I'll be good to you. No. "Im" means halavai. "Uve avodazara daf hei. Im b'chukosa telechu. Ein im elaloshan tachnunim. Mivur kidvarai," says the Ksava Kabbalah. If you look at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, I think that's Avodah Zarah Dafhei, Avodas Elilim. That's why it's Avodas. I think that's what it means. Dafhei, im, because I lechu, ein im alosh tachnunu. So Rabosai, we spent the morning learning the definition of three words. Actually, five words. Chok means to dig deep. Be'er, like a cistern, like a well, to dig deep in the earth. Torah, to spy, to analyze, to go look around, and to work, to find, to go. Telechu means to keep going and going and going and going. It's endless. Im means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is halavai. I want you to understand, not that if you do Torah, you're not doing it in order to get the reward. Let the reward come. The reward will come. Whether it's in this world, in the next world, the reward will come. We don't do it for the reward. Why do we do it? For Shleimus HaMiti, because the greatest reward is closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Iskaros, is a life of being a refined person, or a life of being a spiritual person, a life of realizing that there's so much more in the world than the physical things. And this is the way my father was, and this is the way that our Mesorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shataka, bless all of us, especially on Shabbos. It's so easy to, it's much easier to connect to this idea. On Shabbos, we should be Zocha this Shabbos to that Iskaros Lashem, and we should be Zocha soon to that day when we'll all have a much easier time of it. B'vias Mashiach, tzedkeinu, amen, amen, amen. Thank you very much for coming.